Two pot-bellied pigs are looking to find their forever home, together. Ashley Shattuck from Rockwood has been caring for the pigs since they were just youngsters. But with veterinarian care no longer available in her area, Shattuck says she hopes to find a home for 5-year-old Priscilla and her partner, Pepper, now 6. "I just hope they find someone who has the time and vet services available to see to their needs," Shattuck said. "This is by no means a rescue situation. They are perfectly healthy and happy, but I would just like to find them a home, where they can get the love and attention that they deserve." Shattuck operates a horse boarding facility in Rockwood. "Since there is no vet in our area that will care for the pigs, it's not reasonable for me to be able to travel with them. I don't have the time. I run a horse farm, I have a toddler, and I work a full-time 9-to-5 job," she said. The two pigs have grown close, which is why, Shattuck says, she hopes that the pigs will end up together in a new home. "These are my first pigs. I've never had pigs before. This was not my endeavor, since I run the horse boarding facility," Shattuck said. Shattuck already had Pepper and then took in Priscilla to keep him company. "It's very hard to integrate pigs together. They can get depressed very easily when they're separated. So, we want to try to minimize the stress on them, which is why we would like to keep them together," she said. In the beginning, the pair had their bickers, but now, Shattuck says, the two are inseparable as they snuggle up to one another each and every day. "They love to be scratched. If you scratch Priscilla the right way, she will roll over for belly rubs. They are lovely creatures," Shattuck said. Pepper is quite timid compared to Priscilla. "He is very intelligent. When he was younger, I taught him how to sit. But it's hard for him now because he has a peg leg." The neutered male sustained an injury while in for castration surgery, which stunted the growth in his front right leg. "I have had Pepper since he was young, just a baby," Shattuck said. The vet was not very clear about what happened during surgery or why he was injured. But when he came back, he was limping. Because of that injury, it did stunt the growth in that leg. So, it didn't grow and he walks with a limp because the one leg is shorter. Shattuck says it is important to keep both 90-pound pigs on a lighter diet to avoid weight gain. "I rescued Priscilla when she was 1. She was severely obese at a young age already. Her back sways down a little bit from carrying the extra weight, but otherwise, she is now perfectly healthy and has no issues," Shattuck said. For anyone interested in bringing Priscilla and Pepper home, they can email shattuck@ashleyshattuck@gmail.com. Various animal organizations are also on the hunt for the two sweet souls who need help to find their forever home, together. "I just really hope they find a home with someone who can commit spending time with them and who can give them the attention that they deserve," Shattuck said.